The following audio is from the weekly message at Summit Church in the upstate of South Carolina. More information is available at summitupstate.org.
We've been going through the second letter that the Apostle Paul wrote to Timothy. And it's no coincidence that last week Jody stood up here and taught chapter 4, verses 6 through 8, about what it means to finish your race well. And as Terry said, his race isn't over, but it's just no coincidence. And then today we were intending to wrap up 2 Timothy 4. And while I will be speaking a little bit to that, surprise, Jody, you're teaching that next week. There was really no way to tell you that and pull this off. So you got a little bit of prep ahead of you this week, but we'll all be here to help. So just a little detour for you that we better clear up so that we don't forget. Thank you for acknowledging just the unique morning where we wanted to honor Jody and Karen. It's our understanding that in the 40 years of ministry involvement and active ministry that they've been a part of, and to no one's discredit, it's just this hasn't happened. And for us, that was not okay. And so not because this is all about Jody and Karen when it's all said and done. The reason we're it's so easy for us to honor them today is because they'll be the first to tell you, to redirect you to the kindness and faithfulness and mercy of God in their life. And so we wanted to just take some time and acknowledge this. And I, too, want to share something with both of you. I want you to know before I do that there's some things that we have for you. We have a binder here with several letters from people who are in that video and many who are not, who have written to encourage you both in the journey and this particular marker of grace that God's granted to you. I can't help myself, so I bought both of you a book, and I chose to buy you a book by two people who have already finished well, and the third's coming for you, Jody. I figured you needed two. Karen's doing just fine. recently finishing his race well was Pastor Tim Keller, and you may own this book, Karen, but it's called The Songs of Jesus, and it's a year of living in the Psalms with Jesus, and our hope and prayer is that it would just be a balm to your own soul, speaking life to the person who sometimes is wildly faithful to Christ, but most people don't see it. The pastor's wife, at times, doesn't get recognized for the amount of effort that I know is behind the scenes. And then, Jody, for you, your race isn't done. So don't stop running. And picked up a book by Eugene Peterson called On Living Well, because we're not ready for you to stop doing that. So those are some things for you. There's some gifts from Summit Church and some notes and cards from people gathered in this room who love you and care deeply about you. I just want to reflect with you for a moment. What about Jesse's dad? Just over a year ago, I believe the Lord spoke those four words to my heart and mind sitting in that seat. And just over a year ago, and 2 days after that, you emailed me about the potential of ever working at Summit if God ever opened the door. Now, I'm a very imperfect listener, trying to navigate my way through life, living attentive to God, but I really do think God was up to something in both of us that week. Jody, you are a constant joy and blessing to be around. You are a persistent encouragement to me and to our entire staff team, and I hope and pray to the people here at Summit Cherrydale. I don't know if you've gotten close enough to Jody and Karen yet to know this, but there's a palpable life that permeates the relationship and places where God grants you influence. Jody, I would say there's actually something about eternal life that's accessible around you. And I'm convinced Summit Church is a better place with you around us and in our midst, because I'm experiencing that in my own life as well. From a strong embrace, where sometimes I don't know if you're ever going to let go. The first time Jody hugged me, I was like, I thought it was over four times. And he was still hanging in there. And I was like, that man is excited to be here. From a strong embrace to a deep sigh of joyful delight. From a closed eye belly laugh to the most heartfelt empathy and arm around the shoulder. You're one of the most genuine people I've ever met. There's a purity of heart about you. There's a realness and an authenticity about you in interpersonal relationships that's very appealing. Also, though, from a surprising golf game to a little pickier palate than I expected. It's okay, we'll get you there. I'm a foodie. From the glorious gift of having another Buckeye fan on our staff team. Yep, I owe. To the respectable talent that you have at age 60 to still dominate disc golf. You have been a great fit with our team in a multitude of ways inside and outside of our office. You came to us with decades of ministry experience, marriage faithfulness, and parenting lessons you've already learned and forgotten. Don't misunderstand that. Don't miss that. Don't let that just float over your head, because I realize not everybody gets the same relational space. So can I just say that to you again? Because he's here a lot with us, and myself and Austin, he and Paul are the primary guys who are in your midst on a regular basis. Don't miss the fact that he came to you, to us, with decades of ministry experience, marriage faithfulness, and parenting lessons he's already learned, and probably some he's already forgotten. You walked in with a doctorate in teaching and preaching, and yet somehow you've managed to show more slides in less than a year than this place has seen in its 17-year history combined. I couldn't help myself. I just had to get one in there. The truth is, you really are a uniquely gifted and wired individual to serve God's people with great wisdom, great grace, and great faithfulness. And you almost always do it with remarkable joy. And honestly, I only said almost always because I'm assuming you're not perfect. But the truth is, I've yet to see you in a year do anything without joy in this room or in our staff room. Jody, it's only fitting that we come to the end of 2 Timothy next week when you teach it. It's fitting that we're able to honor you and your 40 years of faithful ministry while exploring Paul's final words, because we do know, we've acknowledged this already, your race is not over, and as a matter of fact, we hope it's far from over. I hope that at least for the next decade or so, you're around myself and Paul and Austin, and come on, let's work together. Let's get that guy leading this place in 10 years. It's in that corner room over there with a bunch of teenagers. He'd be so excited about it. Trust me, you couldn't tell, but he would be. He doesn't even know I'm making fun of him, unless he's listening. The walls are thin. Jody, what I've come to respect so much in my own journey in life over the last 2.5 decades in ministry is not that you're perfect. It's that you're aiming your life to finish well. And it's not a small thing for me. You have set your gaze upon Christ. You've anchored your life to his sustaining word. You've leaned into utter dependency upon him and his spirit, and I do not think it's too lofty a thing for me to say that you are, in fact, fighting the good fight. You're in the right arena. You're fighting for the things that matter most. You're fighting for the things that last, things that actually have eternal value. Keep fighting. It's not too lofty a thing for me to say that you are finishing your race. You're not done, but you're running, and you're running your life in the right direction. You're living within the boundaries of God's will and God's good design, and you're plodding along toward the goal and toward the prize one foot in front of the other by the sheer mercy and grace of God. You're pressing on, as Paul would say, to take hold of that for which Christ Jesus took hold of you. Keep running. And Jody, you are also keeping the faith. You are keeping the faith, and the God of your faith is keeping you. You are guarding the good deposit of the gospel and the truth of God's word, and you are building your life upon its sure foundation, and you're leading others around you to do the same. The echo of that is quite clear this morning. And the fact that you're doing all of that with great joy is inspiring. Jody, keep keeping the faith. Here's my encouragement to you, brother. Thus far and in every season yet to come, I believe you will echo what the Apostle Paul says near the end of his book when he talks about everyone else abandoning him. That at his first defense, no one came to stand by me, but all deserted me. In every season in the past, every moment in the present, and every season before you, may you be encouraged that I believe you'll be able to say with Paul, but the Lord stood by me. Jody, God will stand by you. He will prove near. He will finish what he started in you, and he will do it all with great joy. Maybe, just maybe, the reason you're so filled with joy is because you really are becoming more and more like him. He's not done with you, but I cannot be more proud of the posture you've taken to be an active and willing and joyful participant in the life he's bringing to bear in and through you. And I pray it never comes to this, but if you ever need it, like Paul at the end of his letter, you can trust that Kip will bring you your cloak in prison. Guys, 2 Timothy jokes are rough. There's none. They're not really in there. It's a really heavy end of the letter. I tried to deliver one there. I felt like it fell a little flat. But just so you know, I echo Terry. Jody, we need you to keep going. I need you to keep going. So keep fighting. Keep running the race. Keep the faith, my friend, and know that the Lord will stand by you. It turns out we both know this. We're both trying our best by God's grace to live by this, but he really is the best thing we know in life. Karen, it's been said already, and it needs to be said again, that no one celebrates 40 years of ministry in this day and age with the kind of faithfulness and integrity as Jody has done without a strong and wonderful partner of grace. I don't know you as well as I know Jody just yet. Time will let that happen. I feel like Jamie and I need to get over to that new house, hang out. But this is what I know about you, Karen, observationally and because he wouldn't be here without it. You are someone who's carried burdens alongside of him. You've held him up in prayers he doesn't even know you've prayed. You've taught him things he didn't know he needed to learn. And the truth is, you're someone who has likely lived with more weight on her shoulders than the world will ever know, but you've done it with extraordinary grace. Someone who's lived and served at inconvenient times, in inconvenient places, and in inconvenient ways, and perhaps in many of those times without ever hearing thank you. Karen, more than anything in the world, you are a daughter of the living King. He loves you and he calls you his beloved. And then you're a faithful wife, a loving mother, a spoiling Grammy, I've heard, a dear friend, an intentional mentor, and the list goes on and on and on. There are women all over this world, quite literally, who have a sweeter and more faithful grace story to tell because of you. There are women all over Summit who may or may not know it yet, just how much they need someone like you around them in life. And there will be countless others who will come to know something of the love of God, something of the incomparable riches of his grace, and something of the hopeful reality of his kingdom because of you. You too, Karen, are aiming your life to finish well. And I hope you know we'll be cheering you on every step of the way. May the Lord continue to prove near and comforting and strengthening and encouraging and good and faithful as you continue to walk with him alongside Jody and with the kind of grace-filled humility that it seems you navigate all your days with already. Karen, we're just getting to know you, but we love you and we pray you keep going. And lastly, to both of you, you are deeply loved. And the more we get to know you, the more there is to love and appreciate. May the God of all grace cover you and keep you. May he hold you fast until the day you lay your eyes on him and discover he's even better than you've imagined. And many others will be awaiting his appearing thanks to you. So keep going. He lacks nothing you need to finish, and he will stand by you till the end. Jody, Karen, by the grace of God, live every day in light of that day. Let's stand. I'm going to ask Jody and Karen to come to the front, and Paul Clark, one of our elders here, is going to offer a word of prayer over them. And if you, family, if you'll come up next to or with Jody and Karen here. And church, if you're able and willing, just as a sign of unity in this prayer for gratitude for the Lord, for his work in their life and through their life, for their faithfulness to him over these decades, and for our desire to see him continue to carry them along and bless them for faithful ministry in the decades to come, would you just extend your hands with us as a word of agreement and prayer over the Bowsers this morning?
I'm going to start with a prayer from Philemon. This is Paul's words. I thank my God always when I remember you in my prayers, because I hear of your love and of the faith that you have toward the Lord Jesus and all the saints. And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ. For Jody and Karen, we would say, along with Paul, we have derived much joy and comfort from your love, my brother, my sister, because the hearts of the saints have been refreshed through you. What a gift you have given us, Lord, in Jesus Christ. This salvation we have, this hope, this faith we have, but that you didn't plan it for us to do it alone. You planned it in relationship, the rubbing life on life every single day, not just on Sunday. We do it here really well, but I've gotten to rub shoulders with Jody and with Karen in our biweekly coffees that Jody and I have, just to get to know him, to see, like Ming said, he's the real deal, like he really is all this when nobody's watching. Thank you, Jesus, for showing up through his life, through their lives, through the kids' lives, this family right here in front of us who are just following. And Lord, we are really, really looking forward to the years ahead for what you have, for faithful, fruitful ministry through this body of believers. We are one family, all reaching out in love to this couple, to this family right here, because we are one together. Would you be honored and glorified through the life of Jesus living through this couple, through this family, into our lives, into the neighborhood and the community in which we live, so that Greenville is not the same because of what you're doing in this room through these lives today. We promise to give you the glory and to thank you and to worship you with our lives and our obedience. In your name, Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. Let's thank Jody and Karen one more time. Love you, buddy. Love you, man.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Kyle. Yeah, love you all. Goodness. Thank you.
We're going to let them sit down for a minute. And at the very end, if you'd like to say something, we got a spot for you. Okay. But for now, you have to go sit down. Okay. Get out of here. We're going to continue in worship. And we don't take this lightly either. We're ending singing together because we're ending aiming all of our hearts and minds to the place we really do, and Jody and Karen want you as well to think about, and that is nobody plods along in faithfulness apart from the grace and mercy of God. So let's enjoy Him, worship Him, and celebrate Him together.
Thank you for joining for this week's message. Summit Upstate's mission is to give every man, woman, and child the repeated opportunities to see, hear, and respond to the gospel. We'd love to connect with you, so we invite you to reach out to us at summitupstate.org.